Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy, and looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1963, in Americus, Georgia, 15 black girls joined a protest.
One for the matinee, please.
Negroes, get your tickets in the back.
We just want tickets to see the show.
Here comes a whole mess of tickets for each and every one of
you. No.
Based on a true story, Push Black presents The Stolen Girls of Americus. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Lincoln Heights was full of hardworking black people. The town's history dates back to the 1920s, where black Southerners migrated to the Northern California town because they were promised something crucial. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. The new Lincoln Heights residents were promised employment working in a sawmill. The town had its own church, barbershop, nightclubs, and even more. Therefore, it flourished. But after poverty struck, many black people left. However, there was one thing that stayed. The sawmill company's wood that still remained left it vulnerable to wildfires. Now, wildfires are something that we think don't affect black people. However, we're 50% more vulnerable to them than other communities. Lincoln Heights would be an unfortunate example of that. In 2020, a wildfire struck the town, leaving many families devastated. So moving forward, what should we do in the midst of a wildfire? One of the best things to do when you can't evacuate your home is to stay inside and stay away from outside walls. That is according to the United States Department of Agriculture. The department gives more tips on their website. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.